Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're devoted to bringing you 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to open up tonight with continuing our salute to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, installment number two. Of John Burks Gillespie, better known as Dizzy Gillespie, the pioneer of modern jazz trumpet. And we're going to collect some of his later works and open up the show with something he cut on a Verve label called Have Trumpet Will Excite. And this was a working group that Dizzy had at that particular time. Of course, Dizzy on trumpet. Junior Mance on piano out of Evanston, Illinois, one of Evanston's finest. Also worked with Cannonball Adderley. Les Bound on guitar and flute, Sam Jones on bass, Lex Humphrey on drums. This is a little romp through Cole Porter's classic composition, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Thank you. Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy from Dizzy Gillespie's album Have Trumpet Will Excite, and had Fine Muted Trumpet there by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Dizzy Gillespie, and Fine Piano Solo there by our friend Junior Mance.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group headed up by Peter Appleyard. Peter is a Canadian vibist. And spent a good part of his career working in clubs in Toronto, and then became more well-known when he toured with the Benny Goodman Sextet. This is from a CD entitled Barbados Cool, and in addition to Peter on vibes, we've got Major Holly on bass, Butch Miles on drums, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, and Rick Wilkins on tenor sax. And it's a Johnny Mercer, Victor Schertzinger tune entitled Tangerine. Thank you. And that was Tangerine by a group headed up by Peter Appleyard on Vibes. Some great solo work there by Rick Wilkins and Bucky Pizzarelli, along with Butch Miles on drums and Major Holly on bass. That was recorded at a jazz festival in Barbados in 1991. Used to be an annual thing. I don't know if it still is. It might be worth checking out.
We turn now to our featured artist of the week, trumpet man Dizzy Gillespie. And this is from his Verve album he cut in 1957 called Sunny Side Up. And it's not spelled S-U-N-N-Y. It's spelled S-O-N-N-Y because two of the featured sidemen on this album are Sonny Stitt and Sonny Rollins. And they're going to do On the Sunny Side of the Street, a great old song written back in the 30s by Dorothy Fields and McHugh. And I believe on this track, I know on this track, there's one chorus by Dizzy on vocals. So let's listen. And also the rhythm section here is Ray Bryant on piano, Tommy Bryant, Ray Bryant's brother, on bass, and one of my favorite swinging drummers that worked with Dizzy all down through the years with Dizzy's big band, Charlie Persip. And this is On the Sunny Side of the Street. Thank you.
thing. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're going by and by. Just direct your feet. You'll meet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
Feels a cute chestnut on the sunny side of the street is played up almost by virtually everybody that ever played jazz, and that was Dizzy Gillespie leading up his group from this Verve album, Sunny Side Up. Tenor sax solos there by Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins. Obviously, our highlight artist of the week, Dizzy Gillespie, was there on trumpet, and we got the treatment of his great vocal talents.
Well, next we're going to hear from Zoot Sims and Bob Brookmeyer from a CD entitled Morning Fun. In addition to Brookmeyer on trombone and Zoot on tenor sax, we have Hank Jones on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. It's an Al Cohn tune entitled Boxcars. Thank you. was Boxcars, a tune written by Al Cohn and brought to you by Zoot Sims and Bob Brookmore, along with Hank Jones on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Joe Jones on drums, from a CD entitled Morning Fun, originally recorded in 1956 and then remastered in Germany on the Black Lion label. I tend to think that the Morning Fun referred to here occurred in Vegas, because there's another tune on the CD entitled Snake Eyes.
Sounds like a good analysis, Al. Well, back to our highlight artist of the week, Dizzy Gillespie, our famous trumpet player, one of the originators of Bop Trumpet. And we're going to move now to a Verve album called Dizzy in Greece. And this is Dizzy with a big band. Now, Dizzy was forced over the years many times to work in a small combo, but because of physical restraints during the demise of the big band era, he couldn't front all the big bands he wanted to. But he put together a big band in 1956 and worked off and on for several years, often subsidized by a State Department tours. This album, Dizzy of Greece of 57, had a really dynamite big band. I won't name all the personnel, but we'll give you a sampling of the quality of the people in the band. Phil Woods on alto sax, Billy Mitchell, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Joe Gordon, Lee Morgan on trumpet, and of course, leading him through the whole thing is one of my favorite drummers I heard on a previous track, Charlie Persip on drums. This is a Dizzy Gillespie composition by his big band, Cool Breeze. We'll be right back. that was Dizzy's roaring big band from 1957 from his first album, Dizzy in Greece. And that was a Dizzy Gillespie composition, of course, Cool Breeze. You heard solos there by Frank Rehak on trombone, Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, and Dizzy, of course, on trumpet.
Well, next we're going to hear from the Count himself, the Count heading up an eight-piece group. In addition to Count Basie on piano, we've got J.J. Johnson on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, Eddie Davis on tenor sax, and Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Irving Ashby guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. It's from a fantasy LP originally recorded in 1973 called Basie Jam, and this is a tune Basie wrote called Red Bank Blues.
Thank you.
Was the Red Bank Blues, written by Count Basie, with the Count himself on piano, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Harry Edison on trumpet, Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Irving Ashby on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. That was from a fantasy a CD reissued in 1987 on the Pablo label, called Basie Jam.
Going to continue now with our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man John Burks Gillespie, better known as Dizzy. And this is another big band item that he cut in 1958 called Burks Works. Of course, John Burks Gillespie, that was named after Dizzy's middle name. And this is another great big band that he had at that particular time, a lot of the same personnel as we heard on that Cool Breeze track we played earlier. And in fact, it's just about the whole group is exactly the same now that I look at the liner notes. And this is a little thing written by Dizzy. It's the title track of the album, Burks Works. Thank you. was Dizzy Gillespie leading up his big band, doing his own composition, Burke's Works, from an album of the same name, fine tenor sax solo there by Benny Golson, and of course the trumpet solo that was by our highlight artist of the week, Dizzy Gillespie.
Well, we want to remind you that you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break for news in between the 2 hours. And we want to remind you to stick around for the second hour coming up after the news. We're going to wrap up the first hour with a group headed up by Peter Eklund, from a CD entitled Eklund at Elkhart, recorded in 1994 at the Elkhart Jazz Festival in Elkhart, Indiana. And it's got Peter on cornet, Mark Shane on piano, Greg Cohn on bass, Hal Smith on drums. It's an Arthur Rasbach, Joyce Kilmer and a tune entitled Trees.